I'd like to call to order the Oral Valley Town Council regular session, March 16th, 2022. Mr. Standish, roll call.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
Here.
Councilmember Bowen.
Here.
Councilmember Green.
Here.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Here.
Councilmember Nicholson. Councilmember Solomon.
Here.
And Mayor Winfield.
Here. We have 6 of 7 council members present. Councilmember Nicholson is absent at the moment. I move to go into executive session with the town magistrate, town attorney, and the town clerk.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Green. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, nay. The ayes have it, 6-0. I'd like to resume the regular session. We do have two council members that are joining us by Zoom. They may not have made that transition from our executive session to this session, but we'll take roll call and see if they've joined us. Mr. Standish, roll call.
Vice Mayor Barrett. Councilmember Bowen.
Here.
Councilmember Green.
Here.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Here.
Councilmember Nicholson. Councilmember Solomon. And Mayor Winfield.
Here. Justin, are you able to give me a wave or something when Councilmember Nicholson and Vice Mayor Barrett have joined us?
Yes, Mayor. I'll let you know when they get there.
Okay. Mr. Standish, item one.
Approval of any direction to the town attorney and or necessary staff as discussed in executive session pertaining to the annual performance review of the town magistrate.
I move as directed in executive session.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Bowen. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, nay. The ayes have it, 5-0.
I also, Mr. Mayor, I'm here now, sorry.
6-0. Please join me in, please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Standish, upcoming meetings.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Stormwater Utility Commission will hold their next meeting on March 17th at 4 p.m. in the Hopi Conference Room. The Water Utility Commission will be holding a special session on March 21st at 5 p.m. in the Hopi Conference Room. The March 22nd Board of Adjustment meeting has been canceled. And then the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board will be holding a special session on March 22nd at 6 p.m. in the Hopi Conference Room. The Historic Preservation Commission will hold their next regular meeting on April 4th at 5 p.m. in the Hopi Conference Room. The Planning and Zoning Commission will be meeting on April 5th at 6 p.m. here in the Council Chambers. And then the Town Council's next regular session is scheduled for April 6th at 6 p.m. here in the Town Council Chambers. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Standish. We'll now go to Council Reports. Councilmember Jones-Ivy will recognize Jacob Rosenloff, a fourth grader at Copper Creek Elementary.
Is Jacob here?
Jacob, you want to come forward?
Okay, it's my honor to
It is my honor to introduce Jacob Rosenloff. Jacob's a fourth grader at Copper Creek Elementary School. For being so young, Jacob has already left a lasting impression on his Copper Creek community by always being someone both staff and students can count on. As a model student, he goes above and beyond to promote kindness while staying humble. Jacob is respectful, kind-hearted, and a well-mannered young man. This is especially helpful to his mother, as Jacob is the eldest of five children. In addition to helping at home and at school, Jacob also enjoys many activities. He plays basketball and soccer, and just this week he participated in the Copper Creek Variety Show, where he amazed everyone with his incredible gifted piano skills and gracefully played fleur-de-lis. Jacob is driven and focused, and we are so proud, Jacob, to recognize you as our spotlight and on youth. And we wish you all the best. I've got a handy mic. I want to continue on. Okay, CDO Project Grad. As you know, we are almost in another 2 weeks, going to end this month, and we'll be in April and May. We will have our Project Grad event for 2022. They are still in need of some grand prizes with a minimum value of $500+, and examples of that, of course, are Visa gift cards, gaming consoles, televisions. They also need some 50 to 100 gift cards with a minimum value of $25, and they can be grocery store cards, restaurant cards, Target, Walmart, and dorm supplies. As you know, these young people will be graduating, going off to college, and so they'll be needing everything. They also continue to need volunteers, and I want to encourage you, if you have not committed, please let's commit again to making this a safe, sound graduation season for our young people in our community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilmember Jones-Ivy. Councilmember Green has a report.
As some of you who are on our bike trails may know, that I'm occasionally out there, and I'm dangerous. But we have over 100 miles of trails, and if you've ever tried to negotiate all of them without a map, it's a pretty amazing thing. Last week, we cut a ribbon at Patago Bicycles, electric bikes, and on the counter was this book called The Loop, which was done by Randy Ford, and it's incredible. He and others have taken a drone and taken a picture of where you are on the path and where you need to go, where the restrooms are, where the restaurants are. It's really an incredible thing. I would recommend it to you. And we're fortunate to have Randy Ford here with us tonight. Randy, would you stand up and take a bow for it? Thank you so much. Great.
Councilmember Solomon?
Yes. One of the important jobs as an elected official is to listen to the community, to the residents, to the constituents, regarding any of their input and concerns. And this past week, I've heard an enormous amount of concern from the community regarding the improper ADA access to our community center. This is something that has existed for way too long and needs to be resolved. Therefore, I would like to ask that an agenda item be placed on our next council meeting for the discussion and possible action regarding ADA access to the community center and other town facilities.
I would second that.
Any other council reports? Hearing none, we'll have Ms. Jacobs present her report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and members of council, members of our community. I'm really excited to congratulate our own Chief Riley and as well as our Parks and Recreation Director, Christy Diaz-Trahan, and her entire team for being selected as the best of the Northwest. That was unveiled today in the Explorer. So Chief Riley as the best community leader. That's 2 years in a row, Chief. Congratulations to you and well-deserved. Oro Valley Aquatic Center as the best swim school, and those lessons are provided by FAST, which is the private swim club. They do a tremendous job out there, clearly recognized by our community. The Oro Valley Aquatic Center, the best place to escape the heat. Naranja Park is the best park in the Northwest. And then some additional reader recommendations. Oro Valley Police Department is the best first responder agency. Riverfront Park is the best park. And El Conquistador Golf as the best golf course. And so I think this just demonstrates the incredible work that goes on and the talent and skills and, of course, the community involvement. We are thrilled that our community enjoys these facilities and recognizes, of course, our chief for the great work that she and our entire department do. So I just wanted to mention that, and thank you, Mr. Mayor, for the opportunity.
Thank you, Ms. Jacobs, for that report. We appreciate it. And congratulations, Chief, and to Christy and others. So thank you for each of us, each of you joining us tonight. Based on recent data, COVID-19 cases are on decline, and we're no longer asking people to wear masks when inside town buildings. However, we understand and respect that some individuals may still prefer to wear a mask, and so we'll continue making them available in the dispenser near the door. For those of you attending tonight, should you wish to speak on an agenda item or during call to audience, please fill out a blue card located in the back of the room and hand it to the town clerk. Thank you. We have informational item, which is the FY21-22 financial update through January 2022. Are there any questions regarding this informational item?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I had a
Council Member Bowen.
Would it be possible to bring the item up on the screen?
Mr. Mayor, Council Member Bowen, I'm sorry, I don't believe that we have that prepared in our slides.
Mr. Gephardt, could I ask you a few questions about the report? I think these are the same questions we shared by email. So regarding year-end estimates for revenues, things like state shared revenue, local sales tax, licenses and permits, and things of that nature, how do we go about throughout the year changing our year-end estimate based upon the data that we've received to date?
Mr. Mayor, Council Member Bowen, members of council, if I may, we utilize actual data and trends, watch the trends throughout the fiscal year. We also look at the current economic environment that we're in and utilize all of that in formulating estimates that that we are confident and comfortable with, conservative estimates that we reflect in the monthly financial reports for the end of year.
And as we move towards the end of the fiscal year, do we monitor how these are converging on our actuals such that at the end of the year, presumably our forecasts and our actuals would line up?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Bowen, yes, absolutely. We do, those do converge as we navigate through the fiscal year. We do update those obviously on a monthly basis, and they ought to converge.
Thank you. Those are my questions, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We'll go to call to audience. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, Mayor and Council are not allowed to discuss, respond to, or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. At the conclusion of call to audience, council members may direct town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. Christy Simone.
Hi, Christy Simone. I am a resident of Oral Valley. First, I want to start off, I love my Chief Riley. You're the best. Love her to death. And the reason I say that is I would never get too excited by awards from the Northwest Explorer Tucson Weekly newspaper. Okay, please. It's a rag. Okay, and the idea that that was your town report was her reporting a survey awards from the Northwest Explorer. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. And the idea that you guys think that's an acceptable report is kind of a laugh. Where are you guys? Wake up. I know the corona stuff was overwhelming and you had to rely on bureaucrats to run the town and do the right thing that you thought was right. You guys need to wake up. You know, we talked about the last time it was about the overflowing garbage. We can't pay for someone to go dump empty the garbage at Naranja. We got a $160 million budget. We can't pay someone to go empty garbage cans. So then I was out the morning of, the day of, the fireman barbecue with the archery shoot that was going on, which was a great event. And I go the next morning. The firemen took care of their stuff. Our garbage cans, again, full to the brim. No one's emptying. What is going on? I witnessed Mayor Winfield turn to her and say, hey, can you take a look at this stuff that the resident brought up? Didn't seem to happen. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the disconnect is. It's really getting disappointing. Stop saying community of excellence. Come up with something else now, like that's our thing, because you're straying away from community of excellence. You're heading towards City of Tucson, Pima County. You're slouching that way. This is for all of you, the people running for re-election, the people who are still going to be here. You guys are slouching towards, you're being led by your bureaucrats, slouching towards Pima County. That field is a train wreck. I called it the ACL Memorial Field. Field 4 at Naranja is a joke. I can't believe these parents are letting their kids play on it. I am a parent of an ACL rip. I know exactly the pain it does to a kid and how hard it is to come back. And you guys have multiple ACL potholes on your fields. I've been mentioning about this lack of customer service in Oral Valley on the air, and I have received many calls from residents, current employees, and ex-employees. It's been a fascinating cross-section of stories. So if any of you ever want to go for a cup of coffee, I'd love to explain some of this stuff to you, because I'm telling you. And then back to this handicapped entrance that Steve was talking about. All right, I am fascinated that this golf course, which tore this town in half, right? And we knew it had it didn't have an ADA compliant entrance, and it had asbestos, which I think we took care of in those days. But the idea that we're wheeling up our seniors and disabled people past the garbage dumpster, that is not community of excellence. That's a joke. That was built to take hand ramps with bottles of beer up to and actually someone today was telling me on the air, you got to knock on the door to see if they'll let you in. What are we doing? Stop saying community of excellence, because you're not doing it. You guys got to wake up. I know it's the name of my silly show, but wake up, Oral Valley. Seriously, guys, wake up.
Mike Zinkin.
Mike Zinkin, Oral Valley resident. The type of government we have here in Oral Valley is a government where you guys make the policy. They carry it out. It ain't happening, okay? The budget is a lengthy process. You have open meetings, you have public meetings, you have all kinds of stuff. The most important vote you do every year is that policy-making vote called the budget. You might amend it, but you finally pass it. We've heard about a $750,000 allocation for ADA compliance done a couple years ago. Well, it wasn't done. Where'd that $750,000 go? Arizona state law requires you to have a balanced budget, which means for every penny of expenditures, you got to have a penny of revenue. So here we have $750,000 of revenues. We don't know what happened to it. Where'd it go? On page 224 of the adapted budget in fiscal 1920, there's a capital improvement allocation for a $3 million bond for golf course irrigation improvements. What happened? It didn't happen. All right, there's been no improvements, and I don't know if there's ever been a bond. The following year, on page 227 of the adopted budget for fiscal 2021, there's a capital improvement allocation of $1.1 million for golf course irrigation improvement. What happened? That's $4.1 million that you guys have allocated for golf course irrigation improvement. It never happened. It's not your fault it didn't happen. You gave them the approval to do it. Now I'm going to get really interesting. On page 95, the town manager recommended budget for this year, there is $2.7 million, again, allocated for golf course irrigation and $90,000 for tennis court improvements. You passed that budget. But when you look at the adapted budget on page 230 of the adopted budget, there's only a $90,000. That money you put in for 2.7 for golf course irrigation, it's not there. It's $90,000 for tennis court improvements. And you just passed a bond for more tennis court improvements. So where'd that $90,000 go? On page 110 of the adapted budget, there's a breakdown of the town manager personnel. And she requesting a management analyst, $62,000 to $94,000 a year, depending on experience. That is being advertised right now on the town website. But there's also a CIP director that was recently done. Who allocated that CIP director for that office? Town policies, which have been ignored, but policy 6, which was adapted on March 5th and reaffirmed of 97 and reaffirmed on April of 05, is unbudgeted expenses. Any unbudgeted expense, the town manager has to come to you for approval. She's added two people to her office. You only approved one. She never came to you for that second one. Relax. I'm almost done. Now, you guys are part-time and you're underpaid. That won't show up in the study that's being done now. She's making about $190,000 a year and has 400 employees. Why isn't your policies being... You don't have time to sit there and hammer them. You're doing the policies. It's not getting carried out. Now, I know you can't respond to me. Stop looking at the clock. Just listen to me. I know you can't respond to me. You can direct staff to respond to me, but in the next 5 minutes, this will be in your inbox on your town website. I'm sorry, on your town email. Thank you.
Rob Wanzak.
Good evening. My name is Rob Wanzak. I've been an Oro Valley resident for the past 27 years. The mayor expressed my extreme disappointment with the condition of the community center and the fact that it is not ADA compliant. So here we are, the town, millions in debt, millions going towards tennis courts, playgrounds, splash pads, and jump tracks, whatever that is. I don't have anything against such amenities. I bring my grandson to enjoy it around a park playground all the time. However, I do have a problem with the poor judgment demonstrated by this council and the lack of execution. Back in November, the council voted for pay-as-you-go, November of 2019 voted for pay-as-you-go to make improvements to the community center and the golf course rather than bond or borrow funds from the reserve or general fund. Because as I recall, one reason given was is that construction costs would go down. That was part of the lack of judgment. There were all kinds of terms and conditions regarding golf play, numbers of rounds, members. There was parks and recreation survey and study that had to be completed. And it was completed to show that the golf course and community center were high priorities. But again, the parks and recreation bond money really goes to the community center itself. So I don't know where all the money is going. But the priority was community center. So I guess the bottom line is I ask you, how can a town with a community center that is non-ADA compliant have a reputation of being the safest? Where are your priorities? Thank you.
Bill Rodman.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I'm Bill Rodman, and my wife and Judy and I have lived in Oral Valley for 15 years. Thank you for the opportunity to speak regarding the long overdue upgrades that needed at our community center, particularly as they apply to those of our residents who are disabled or have mobility challenges. The challenges to begin as one tries to enter the entrance from the parking lot. There are six wide steps before one gets through to the first door, which only opens out and there is no way to open it with an electronic disabled plaque. Well, if you are able to get through there, there are then 11 steps to get up to the second floor for the restaurant and meeting rooms, and they're steep. The setup that makes it legal is a long, fairly steep ramp that is quite a ways from the handicapped parking spots that requires one to get up an uphill gravelly path past the dumpsters. This ramp gets you to a door that opens to the second floor. This is technically legal, but certainly not inviting and very risky. Of course, to leave, one has to go down the same way that you came up. Again, risky. We have a sizable number of our residents who are mobility challenged, either because of wheelchairs, walkers, or of a certain age where stairs are too risky. There are many who just won't go to the restaurant or a meeting on the second floor. This is a community center where a significant number of our community members cannot use it. In June 2020, when I was still on the council, the town received $5.3 million of Federal CARES Act money that we did not expect. It occurred to me then that this money could be used to finally do the ADA construction we needed to do. We put that effort forth, and the council passed $750,000 to be designated for the ADA upgrades necessary in the center. This is almost 2 years ago. Since that time, the majority of the council has voted to indebt the town with a $25 million bond for Parks and Rec and a $17 million bond for Public Safety Pension Fund. In addition, this majority voted to take $10 million of our cash for the police pension fund, even though that pension fund was better funded than 60% of the funds in Arizona. The thing that got my attention is that there was not even discussion of the need to do the ADA or other work on the community center, even though we had allocated the $750,000 to begin that work. I understand that the projects that may be funded, even though we don't know what they are yet, may be good projects, but we need to finish the things we've started before we add new ones. In addition, the council majority voted to take half of the 1.5 cent sales tax that had been passed to do the work needed on the community center golf course and tennis courts and put this money for other projects before the original needs are met like the ones at the community center. I understood this was difficult to fund before this, but now the money is there. This is a direct slap in the face of our mobility challenged residents. We want our residents to use our center, but continue to ignore the work that needs to be done to allow them to actually do that. Thank you.
Jim Horn.
Nice digs. Okay. Hang in there. Okay, you can start your timer there. My name is Jim Horn. I'm an Oro Valley resident. I've been a resident for over 20 years. I think most of you have seen the video that I did. It happened in a serendipity kind of way, but I'm glad it happened. I want to talk to you today not about what I have to say, but about what the invisible minority handicapped people of this town have to say. And it's shameful. Shameful. Here's a letter from an email from a gal. I am very concerned with something I find important in our community. I still don't know why our beautiful community center is in high priority, but building a splash pad is. My understanding is that we have the money to install an elevator in the Oro Valley Community Center, long overdue, but our mayor and some council members, and you know who you are, find it more important to concentrate on other things. I have a 24-year-old daughter, 24 years old. She needs to be in a wheelchair most of the time. Think about that, 24 years old. However, we can't go support our local center by having a nice lunch with the best view in the city. This makes my heart sad. It makes my heart sad for all of our residents that are disabled in some way. And we can't enjoy our community center. If only our mayor and council, and that's you people, that's not me, could walk in the shoes of the handicap, maybe they'd understand. And I'm looking here at this council, and a lot of you are going to be where I'm at and Debbie is at. It's coming. Another lady writes, this is disgusting. I have two family members who are wheelchair-bound, and I use this facility. I would certainly be filing a federal complaint. I have filed a federal complaint against the town of Oro Valley. You have not done your job, okay? It's going to take a while. The feds aren't too fast. Hopefully, you can make that place ADA compliant. Another writing says, thank you for bringing this to light. I use a walker, and it's a struggle to get in and out of this building. The out is worse for me because of the slope of the ramp. It's like Mount Lemmon. It's about 4 degrees. And especially the pebbles on that slope. I have fallen on this slope. Something needs to be done. Get something done. Be embarrassed. You should be. Thank you.
Dan Devon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members, for giving me this opportunity to speak. My name is Dan DeVoe. I'm a resident of Oro Valley. And I am also speaking on the ADA accessible elevator at the community center. The money is much needed for this improvement. The $750,000 has been available for years, but I have not heard or seen in any of the meetings that I've attended, either online or in person, any of that discussed. I do know that, you know, upward of 50% of the Oro Valley citizens are over 65, and many of those folks have mobility issues. They are not being served by this council, as the project has obviously not been a priority for you. But this goes to a pattern of behavior by this council, as other projects that have been voted on and approved have not been adopted. Take, for example, the half-cent sales tax that was voted and approved on to improve the golf course. The money was, for some reason, that project was kicked down the road. At that point in time, both courses were going to cost $3.9 million or under $4 million. But in that three-year period of time when it hasn't been, where nothing was done with it, now the golf courses are going to be upwards of $9 million. So the council's inaction on that has cost the city of Oro Valley $5 million. Are you guys going to pay that back? We voted to approve that project. And then, so the half-cent sales tax, then a quarter of it, or half of the 0.25 cents, was taken for other projects that I don't think any of the citizens had an opportunity to vote on. So we had to vote to get the tax passed. You guys did not have to vote to hijack the tax. So I believe that the ADA compliance is heading in the same direction as that. How do we know that $750,000 now is going to cover that expense? You guys are probably going to have to come up with more money, just like the irrigation, in order to get this much-needed thing done. And getting it done allows dignity for these people, not have to walk up by the trash cans and go in and out the same place that the garbage comes in and out. And so to wrap this up, I don't think you guys are executing a representative government for the city of Oro Valley. Thank you.
That closes call to audience. We'll go to presentations. Item one, Mr. Standish.
Proclamation, Week of the Young Child.
This evening, Amy Morales Baum, president of Southern Arizona Association for the Education of Young Children, will be accepting this proclamation. I will read the proclamation now. Whereas all young children deserve quality early learning environments that support them as capable and competent lifelong learners, And whereas nurturing parenting, quality and accessible child care, and early education programs build strong brains during the critical years from birth to age 5. And whereas First Things First, the Arizona Association for the Education of Young Children, the Southern Arizona Association for the Education of Young Children, and other community organizations in conjunction with the National Association for the Education of Young Children are celebrating the 51st anniversary of the Week of the Young Child. And whereas these organizations are working to improve equitable early learning opportunities, including early literacy programs that can provide a foundation of learning for children in Oro Valley. And whereas early childhood educators and others who make a difference in the lives of young children deserve thanks and recognition. Public policies that support early learning for all young children are crucial to the future of Arizona's young children, families, and communities. Now, therefore, I, Joseph C. Winfield, Mayor of the Town of Oro Valley, do hereby proclaim April 2nd through the 8th, 2022, as Week of the Young Child in the Town of Oro Valley, and encourage all citizens to support and invest in early childhood education in our community. I'd like to invite Amy Morales-Baum, if she would come forward at this time, and I'll present her with a proclamation.
Hello. Hi, my name is Amy Morales-Baum, and I am here on behalf of the Southern Arizona Association for the Education of Young Children. We just want to thank the mayor and the council for their support of the early childhood community in Southern Arizona. 90% of a child's brain forms in those first 5 years, and what happens in those first 5 years matters. And the educators and the champions who are supporting them are essential, and we're so grateful for your support. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Solomon. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it. I believe 6-0. Josh, have you joined us, or Councilmember Nicholson? So that's 7-0. I will go to regular agenda item 2.
Public hearing, discussion and possible action regarding an application for a Series 5 government liquor license for Push Ridge Pro Shop and Golf Course located at 10,000 North Oracle Road.
The staff report will be by Mr. Standish.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of council. An application for the Series 5 liquor license for the Push Ridge Pro Shop and Golf Course located at 10,000 North Oracle Road has been submitted by Agent Bernard Eaton on behalf of the town. The reason for the submittal of this license is due to the fact that when the town attempted to reestablish golf operations and liquor service at Push Ridge around October of 2021, the town was informed that liquor could not be delivered to Push Ridge under the existing license, and that the town needed to obtain a separate liquor license for the Push Ridge golf course because non-contiguous properties could be no further than 30 feet apart. All of the necessary paperwork for this new license has been submitted to the Arizona Department of Liquor, and also in accordance with state law, the application was posted for 20 days on the premises, and no protests were received during this time period. The Oro Valley Police Department has completed their standard background checks regarding this license, and the Oro Valley Police Department has no objections to the approval of this license. And with that, staff is recommending approval. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Standish. This agenda item has a public hearing, and I'm opening the public hearing now. I have no blue cards. If there's anyone wanting to speak to this topic, this is your opportunity to do so. If you'd fill out a blue card and bring it to the town clerk while the public hearing is open. Okay. Seeing no speakers or blue cards, I'll close the public hearing. And I move to approve, recommend approval of the issuance of a Series 5 liquor license to the Arizona Department of Liquor Licenses and Control for Bernard David Eaton for the Oro Valley Push Ridge Pro Shop and Golf Course located at 10,000 North Oracle Road.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Nicholson. Discussion? Councilmember Bowen?
I have a question for the town manager. At the time of closure of the Push Ridge course in 2020, was there an active and in effect Series 5 liquor license in place that we can present to the council?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Bowen, I'll take that question if that's okay. So the short answer is yes, we did have an active liquor license. So back in 2015, after the town took over the properties, the town did apply for and receive a Series 5 liquor license. And combined with that one application, we had the properties covered for the two 18-hole golf courses as well as the 9-hole golf course over at Push Ridge. And we do have documentation within the application that is in my possession that does show that the maps were included for the Push 9 golf course as well as the two 18 courses so that they were properly licensed at that time.
So, Mr. Standish, in our application to the state, we made it clear that this was for all 45 holes. We attached maps to our application?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Bowen, yes, that is correct. We did make that clear, and we did have the maps attached with the application upon submittal. In addition, when we were working on the application, we did work extensively with our legal department as well as with also the Arizona Department of Liquor to make sure that we were including everything that needed to be included. And we had numerous conversations that went back and forth to make sure that everything was appropriate and in compliance upon the submittal of that application.
Thank you, Mr. Standish. Those are my questions, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Councilmember Green?
There were no issues, as I understand it, with the police when they reviewed this.
Any more questions, discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay. The ayes have it, 7-0. Future agenda items?
Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Solomon.
I may not have brought up the future agenda item regarding the item for the next council meeting. I want to check with the town attorney whether...
So noted, and the clerk is understand that it's to be scheduled.
Thank you.
So the future agenda item, the Council Member Solomon regarding the community center was accepted for the next council meeting. Any other future agenda items? Council Member Bowen?
I request a future agenda item of an additional status report on the $25 million bond, and that would include status of Naranja Park upgrades, upgrades to golf irrigation, and upgrades to trail extensions that are all included in the bond.
We do have that item agendized. I believe it's 2 weeks from,
next meeting.
Very next meeting.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Thank you.
So thank you. Not knowing that, I'll withdraw that agenda item.
Okay. Any other? Okay. Hearing none, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Green. All in favor, say aye.
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 Good night, everyone.
Good night.